这个帽子是哦，他不根本就不在。
对。
啊，好麻烦你。
我不知道。
现在知道。弟兄姊妹，我们请先念几处的圣经。
Let's read a few passages from the Bible.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John 14:6.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John 14:6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
好，再请翻到以弗所书第一章。
Then Ephesians 1.
以弗所书第一章的十一节到十三节。
From verses 11 to 13.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.In whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
请稍微注意一下。
Let us pay attention.
他是这边就是他的开头是照着他的旨意，然后定好的。
And then emphasis is according to the purpose of Him.
然后呢，然后神就给了我们一个真理的道，就真理的话。
And then the Lord give us this word of truth.
Okay. 然后呢，把圣灵放在我们的里面，成为印记。
And then we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
但是它的开始是照着神的旨意开始预定的。
But we need to pay attention. It says being predestinated according to the purpose of Him.
然后再请翻到诗篇的十六篇最后一节。
And then let's turn to Psalm 16, the last verse.
诗篇十六篇第十一节。
Verse 11.
诗篇十六篇十一节，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
当然在这个大卫的这个诗篇的祷告，求主把生命的道指示给他之前。
But before this prayer of wanting the Lord to show him the way.
他心中有一个爱慕，就是耶和华的产业何等的丰盛，何等的美好，他要得着这个产业。
He has this desire for that inheritance. How good is that inheritance?
但这边有一个生命的道路呢，能够把他引到得着那个丰盛的产业。
But then there's this way of life that will lead him to the inheritance.
好，那个上次 Andrew 弟兄讲到道路。
Last time Brother Andrew talked about the way.
当然我们是根据常建弟兄在夏令会的负担。
We are continuing the burden of Brother 常建 during the summer conference.
对，没有错，我们弟兄讲的是因信称义。
No doubt, our brother spoke about justified by faith.
但他特别提到哈，因信称义是一条道路。
And he mentioned that the justification by faith is a way.
也就是说，如果没有这条道路的话，没有办法称义， 也没有办法行义。
Without this way, we cannot be justified and we cannot walk under that justification.
没有办法得着主的主的福气，没有办法得着主的恩典，也没有办法得胜。
We cannot receive his spiritual blessing nor his 福气跟什么？
福气恩典。
Okay, but his blessing, grace, and also victory.
所以他讲，他第一堂特别提到，这是一条道路。
And so he mentioned in the first session that this is a way.
所以当那个我们弟兄 Andrew 上礼拜一开头说他要讲道路。
And so Andrew mentioned the way.
然后我就跟那个旁边的萧伯弟兄那个推他一下。
And so I was nudging Brother 萧伯。
我想要给他看我手机上面我预备这个礼拜要讲的草稿。
I was showing him the outline for this week's message.
题目就是道路。
And the topic is the way.
然后他跟我苦笑了一下。
And then he kind of smiled bitterly.
他说他下礼拜也要讲道路。
Oh, he said next week that's what he's gonna talk about too.
我感谢主，我们一同了来寻求来认识这件事情。
Thank the Lord that we're seeking after this thing together.
我们有点祷告。
So let us pray.
主啊，我们心向你敞开。
Lord, we open our hearts to you.
主啊，你对我们向我们所存的心意，主啊是何等的美好。
We know that your purpose for us is so beautiful.
主啊，我们向你寻求，我们要能够寻到一条路，能够行完你的旨意。
We want to seek that way that we can get to fulfill your will.
主啊，今天在这里。
Today we're here.
主啊，我让我们每一个人，主啊，里面，主啊，让你是有路可以走的。
Lord, that you have your way in us.
把我们都交在你的手中。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们稍微把那个圣经翻到。约翰福音十三章那边。
Let's turn to John 13.
就刚刚讲到十三章第六节那附近。
从你说
十四章。十四章第六节那附近。
Okay, around John 14:6.
好，在约翰福音里面呢，主讲了一些的我是。
In the book of John, the Lord said, "I am."
但最早的时候，摩西曾经。问耶和华，哇，耶和华你是谁
？And we know Moses asked Jehovah, Lord, who are you?
我问你是谁的话，你要怎么样来描述你自己？这位神到底是谁
？When he asked, "How are you? Who are you? How did God describe himself?"
所以当我们的耶和华启示的时候，他说，我就是 ，I am who I am， 我就是我是。
And the Lord Jehovah revealed himself and said, I am who I am.
然后中文圣经很难翻，所以它翻成我是自有拥有的神。
It is very hard to translate that in Chinese, and so in Chinese it says, I am, eternal.
所以他讲说，任何的事情只要是，好像一个空白支票，他就是我是。
So it almost seems like a blank check where he says, I am.
他可以是我们的。喜乐可以是我们的满足，可以是我们的智慧。
He can be our joy, our fulfillment, and our wisdom.
他可以是我们的恩典，是我们的得胜，是我们的荣耀。
Our grace, our victory, and our glory.
所以当在约翰福音里面，好像那个约翰把我们带到神起初他的所示的光景。
And so John is bringing us to the very beginning of who he is.
所以他讲到说。主耶稣就讲到说，我是好牧人。
And so the Lord said, I am the good shepherd.
啊，我是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
我是世上的光。
I am the light of the world.
我是生命的粮。
And I am the bread of life.
然后一个一个的呢，主耶稣把神他的所事呢，向我们表明出来。
And so one by one, who God is revealed to us by the Lord Himself.
然后在这边有一个很特别的，就是主耶稣把道路、真理、生命这三个东西呢，摆在一起，表明他的所事。
And then, especially here, the Lord revealed He's the way, the truth, and the life.
所以我们就要照着那个常殿弟兄的建议要问问题了。
And so we want to take up Brother Tang's suggestion. We want to ask questions.
前面都是好牧人那个葡萄树是一些单独的东西，单独的特点。
In the beginning, he talked about I'm the good shepherd, I'm the true vine. Those are specific things.
那为什么现在主要把这个三个东西摆在一个同一个地方，讲到说是他的所事呢？
Now, why is it right now he's putting three together to talk about himself?
我在找比较，我有很多年那个当弟兄们提到主的道路。
Years ago, when brothers mentioned his way,
啊，我总是觉得这个讲到道路就是讲到教会。
Every time I hear about the way, I thought it is about the church.
然后教会必须是一个活的身体体，不是一个死的组织。
And the church has to be living and not a dead organization.
那里面不应该有一种阶级，那个圣品阶级或是一些架构的东西。
And within there should not be structure, hierarchy, or like clergy and lady.
对，我有好多年就是想的大概就是这个。
These are the things that I think about.
但是慢慢的，其实这整个主的道路，这我刚刚讲的这个是没有错的。
Well, there's nothing wrong with what I have said earlier.
但这个并不是那么的完全。
And yet, it is not complete.
所以在这边，当我读的时候，我们总是我会感觉主讲到他的路的时候呢，他是把道路、真理、生命是全部摆在一起来看。
And so when the Lord talks about this, He put together the way, the truth, the life.
什么是道路呢
？What is the way？
路哈，就是很简单。如果没有一个目的地呢，这个路的目的就是达到那个目的地。就是那个 purpose， 那个就是要达到那个 destination。
It's very simple. The way is to get us to our destination.
也就是说，当我们有一个目的，定好一个最终的点的时候呢，我们需要有一条路能够达到那个地方。
So if we have an end purpose, we need that way to get us there.
所以这是达到那个目的的一个方式跟一个途径。
So this is the way and the how to get there.
所以其实当然我们可以造一个路是圆圈圈在那边绕圈也可以了。
Yes, there might be circular way where you just go in circles.
但在圣经上所讲的路呢，它是根据有一个目的，然后那个要把达到那个目的的是一条方式。
But when the Bible talks about a way, it talks about an end purpose and then the way to get there.
当然我今天的负担是比较在道路方面。
Now today my burden is more on the way.
其实我心中所想的、所盼望的很简单。
So what I'm thinking is very simple.
弟兄姊妹，我希望能够我们彼此勉励呢，我们认定我一定要走主的路。
I want us to encourage each other that we really want to walk the way of the Lord.
不管你今天多么没有力量。
No matter how weak you are today.
不管今天好像多么的下沉。
Or how low you are.
我们要彼此勉励，我们一定要走主的路。
Let us encourage each other that we want to walk the way of the Lord.
也许今天你已经在走在这条路上。
Maybe today you are already on this way.
我们要力上加力，求主帮助我们彼此扶持，能够走到那个尽头。
Then strength added to strength, we want to walk this way until the end.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
其实很多时候跟基督徒讲到 truth， 讲到真理的时候，大家就会想到要读圣经。
Many times when we Christians talk about truth, we immediately think about, oh, we'll read the Bible.
对，没有错，这个圣经是主的真理，是这个很纯粹的这个教导教训。
No doubt, the Bible is the truth. It's the pure teaching of the Lord.
但是我这几年哈，我愿意把 truth 真理这个事情呢。用一个角度来看
，But I want to look at truth from this perspective.
就是说，这个真理其实就是一个属灵的实际，是真实的东西。
Truth is actually spiritual reality. It is something real.
对，你可以就是真的不虚假 ，true 不是 false。
It is true. It is real. It is not false.
对，也不是 fake.
And it's not fake.
假的。 然后它里面是有实质，是沙里，是实质的东西，并不是一个 empty， 是没，是个虚无的东西。
In it, there's a solid substance. It's not empty.
那所以主耶稣在约翰福音有时候讲话，他想说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
And so the, when the Lord speaks, he said, truly, truly, I say unto you.
对，他讲的意思就是说，这个事情我讲了，实在是是真实的，是有实际的，是有内涵的。
So he's saying, what I'm telling you is true, it's substantial, and it's solid.
我举一个小的比方。
So let me give a small illustration.
不好意思，没有冒犯私情的姐妹的意思。
This is not to say anything about the sister.
Play piano 那种。
Oh, playing piano.
对，那个，在一个私情的服事里面。
When you are serving, using playing piano.
也许这个姊妹，大部分是姊妹了。也许这个姊妹她的这个技巧非常好。
Mostly a sister playing piano. So let's say the sister has very good technique.
对，所以她视谱啊，看这个诗歌，只要一看，马上一弹就非常的华丽和弦。这个我也不懂。
So you know, once she sees the note, she can play very, very well.
那这是一个你可以，这是一个方式，你可以去私情。
That's one way you can serve as playing the piano.
另外一个姊妹，当她要有私情的服侍
，Another sister when she wants to serve as a pianist，
她平常的时候就在那边唱诗歌。
You know, in her normal day, she would be singing, praising.
对，也许她的技巧没有那么好。
Maybe her technique is not as good.
对，她在主的面前，就是把她心摆上。她说：“我要多多的去练。
”But then.Before the Lord, she said, I'm just going to do my practice.
对，我要先进入到这些诗歌里面。
But I want to enter into this hymn.
所以当他来到这个聚会当中，他自行服侍。
And so when she comes to the meeting and she serves as a pianist.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以这样说，这个姊妹她的服侍就是真理，是有属灵的实际。
Then we can say that this service of the sister has truth and there's reality.
对，里面有真的东西可以叫人碰到主的。
Because there's something real that can let people meet the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我从这个角度来看什么是真理。
So I'm looking at truth from this perspective.
什么是生命？
What is life?
对，生命是活的，会成长的，它是 dynamic， 是非常活泼的。
Life refers to something dynamic, something that's growing and living.
所以我其实昨天才跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
Yesterday I have some sharing with brothers and sisters.
生命的，这是一个生命的感觉。
There's a sense of life.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
所以我就问了一个问题，说你真的觉得你真的心里面深深的觉得你是神的儿女吗？
And so I asked them, do you really sense that you are a child of God?
对，没有错，我们有肉身的父亲或是母亲，我们清楚知道我们是他们的孩子。
We know, of course, our parents, you know, in this life.
但我们今天信主了，我们有主的生命，是重生了。
But today, we are born again. We have the life of the Lord in us.
你在我们应该在一开始信主的时候就有个感觉，我是一个神的儿女。
We need to have this sense even at the very beginning that we are a child of God.
对，不是一个理论，不是一个头脑的知识，说哎呀我信主了，那个圣经说我是神的儿女，那就是了。
It's not just knowledge or theory. Just because you know it, just because, oh, the Bible said I'm a child of God, so I'm a child of God.
所以我们里面我知道我是蒙爱的儿女。
We have to know that we are a child loved by God.
我知道有一位天父是看顾我的神。
There is a God who looks after me.
我知道我的天父他何等的欢喜乐意要把他感觉最好的福气给我。
My Father God wants to give His blessing to me.
这是很基本的生命的感觉。
This is a very basic sense of life.
对，弟兄姊妹，如果我们信主连这种感觉都没有的话。我们需要好好再重新思想。
If we say we're believers, but we don't have even have this sense, we need to be before the Lord.
我们能够碰到主，我们能够听到主，我们能够看到主，这些都是生命的经历。
We can touch him, we can see him, we can hear him. These are all experiences of life.
然后主要继续把我们带领，引导我们进到生命的更丰盛里面。
And then the Lord wants to lead us on to the more abundant level of life.
对，充满了光亮。
Where there's full of light.
充满了力量。
And strength.
然后充满了这个里面的那个供应。
And then his provision and supply.
充满了复活的大能。
And full of the power of resurrection.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些全部都是放在一起来看。
So all this are put together and we want to look at all this.
所以当这个主耶稣在最后的晚餐跟门徒在一起的时候。
During the last supper when the Lord was with the disciples.
你们圣经有没有在约翰福音十三章这边？
Is your Bible on John 13?
所以当这个用完这个那个晚餐的时候呢，主耶稣就跟门徒们有一些真的是从掏心的许多的分享。
So after the supper, the Lord really had a heart-to-heart talk with the disciples.
但是他刚开头的时候，他里面就讲什么呢？他就讲说，十三章三十三。节，小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。
Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you.
所以主耶稣就先跟他们讲说，他要去某个地方，但是你们暂时这个还没有办法去。
And so the Lord told them that he's going to this place, but right now, temporarily, they cannot get there yet.
然后这个话呢，就吸引了这个彼得的兴趣。
And this word, you know, caught Peter's attention.
然后三十六节，西门彼得问耶稣说：“主往哪里去啊？”
And then, John 13:36 it says, "Whether I go."
然后接下来。
Whether thou go.
对，他就问主往哪里去，然后到了十四章的时候，他就说第二节，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And then in 14 verse 2 it says, In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
然后第四节，我往哪里去，你们知道那条路。我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
And where I go ye know, and the way ye know.
然后结果多马就不是好歹的问说，哎呀，这 我你在讲什么，根本听不懂。
And then Thomas didn't really know what's going on, didn't understand.
然后主耶稣就告诉他们说，我是道路真理生命。
And then the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以就像我们上次弟兄强调的，主耶稣神非常看重道路这件事情。
And so the Lord really put a lot of emphasis on the way.
所以他在那个最后的晚餐一开头的时候就告诉他们说，他要去，要有个地方，有个目的，他要去。
And that's why the Lord says, I'm going. There's a place, a purpose.
你们要知道那条路，你们也要去，也要往那个方向走。
And then you need to know the way because you're going to head the same direction.
但是你们走的话，你们自己走的话是走不通的，走不到的。
But if you're walking it by yourself, you can't get there.
但是请记得，主耶稣说他自己就是道路，就是真理，就是生命。
But the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, the life.
然后他就继续讲到说，真理的圣灵。
And then he spoke of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth.
然后这是十四章的十七节这边讲。
And it's on 14:17.
也就是说，当主耶稣在想道路、真理、生命的时候呢，他是先告诉我们说，他有一条路，有个目的，他要去的。
So when the Lord talked about the way, the truth, and life, he first said that there is a way, and he's going to a place.
然后他发现说，对不起，我是用人的角度来看，因为神是全部都知道的。
Of course, I'm just talking from the perspective of a man. But actually the Lord knows everything.
我意思是说，当主耶稣定好有这条目，有这个目的跟路之后呢，他说他感觉说光是这样子讲是不够的。
So after the Lord said, you know, there's a way and he's going to a place, of course this is not enough.
必须要有真理的圣灵把人引到能够经历神的真理。
Because we need the spirit of truth to lead us into all truth.
然后呢，十五章他就讲到他是真葡萄树。
And then in chapter 15 he talks about himself being the true vine.
这个真葡萄树就讲到我们与主一个生命的连结。
The true vine speaks of the union of life with the Lord.
所以他当神在想的时候呢，他是有一个目的，然后有一条路要走。
When he's thinking about this, he knows there's a goal, a purpose, and a way to get there.
然后他用圣灵帮助我们能够进入到真理的实际。
And then the Holy Spirit will take us into the reality of that truth.
然后他接着告诉我们说，你要进入真理的实际呢，你必须跟神的生命连接在一起，才有办法。
And to enter into that truth, you need to be united with Christ in His life.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些是神，我们主耶稣心中他整个在想的。对不起，就是说他讲到道路、真理、生命的时候，他想的是这些东西要我们能够达到最后的目的，能够跟着他走。
These are all the things that he is considering when he talks about the way, the truth, and the life, and he wants us to follow him.
但是在我们的经历，在我们的这个认识里面呢，我们常常是比较从反过来，是从生命在认识真理，在认识道路。
But from our end, it seems like we first know the life and then the truth.You know, kind of like from the other side.
对，所以呢，我们信耶稣之后呢，一定要注意是要走生命的路。
That's why after we believe the Lord, we have to walk the way of life.
那是一个开头。
Because that's the beginning.
我们弟兄在夏令会讲到一个比方，不是比方，讲到一个比方。
Our brother used an example during the summer conference.
一个聚会哈，弟兄姊妹，因为因信称义，就是那个称住的称的关系呢，他一定要准时来聚会。
So in a gathering, brother and sister, be trying to uphold that justification.
对不起，不好翻。
That's okay. They try to uphold it with their own effort. They try to get to the meeting on time.
也就是说，哎呀，这个，随便举例好了。那韩少弟兄这个都准时来，那我也一定要准时，绝对不能输给他。
Their attitude is, oh, 韩少 brother 韩少 he's always prompt, so I have to be prompt too. I can't, you know, lose, you know.Like be lesser than him.
对，所以我要靠着行为让大家看到说我是准时到的一个基督徒。
And so I'll use my own effort to make it on time.
就我们弟兄说这种情况，当然准时还是好的。
Well, being prompt is good.
但是这个不够。
But it is not enough.
这个不够，这个里面没有见证，产生不出见证。
You know, if you're just like that, there's no testimony in that.
对，直到有一天。
Until one day.
弟兄姊妹们，里面有个感觉说，我觉得能够早点来先亲近主预备的话，这是好的。
Until one day, brothers and sisters say, if I come early, I can prepare and be close to the Lord.
这是一个生命的感觉跟提醒。
That is, a sense of life and a prompting from within.
然后神就要求了我里面说，你要早点起床，然后早点出门，早个十分钟、十五分钟到。
And then the Lord actually demands of us from within that, oh, you have to be here, you know, 10-15 minutes before the meeting starts.
然后十字架在我们里面开始发动。
And then the cross start to work in us.
主啊，是的，我觉得这样好，所以我愿意放下自己，少睡一点。
and we say, Lord, yes, this is good. I'm willing to sleep a little less.
我早点来，我先安静在你面前祷告。
I want to come here early and be quiet before you and pray.
弟兄姊妹，同样十点钟，同样的人，一批人在这边聚会。
So 10 o'clock, the same group of people are here gathering together.
现在里面呢，开始有了属灵的实际。
But now it's different. There is spiritual reality in it.
你发现主的同在在这里。
And then the presence of the Lord is here.
啊，慢慢的，你知道说这个聚会就开始走在对的路上。
And then this meeting is starting to be on the right way.
然后人的心呢，能够在聚会当中真实的被带到主的面前。
And the heart of people can really be brought before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们许多时候是从生命的感觉里面开始发起。
So we kind of start from that sense of life.
然后圣灵引导我们进到属灵的真实的经历里。
And then the Holy Spirit lead us into that spiritual reality.
其实很多时候就不知不觉，其实你已经开始走在主的正道上面。
And then, you know, being unaware of it, you are already walking in the way of the Lord.
所以感谢主，这个讲英文的能够早点来，有点预备。
So we thank the Lord that the English speaking group can come here and get prepared early.
你们知道要开你们的金口有多难吗？
You know how hard it is to open your precious mouth?
我感谢主，主在这边有这样的一个引导，为我们开路。
We're thankful that the Lord opened this way for us.
然后你们能够开始鼓起勇气，在主面前把自己的祷告摆上一份。
That you can bring your share of prayer into the meeting.
这是主开路。
It is the Lord who opens the way.
我们弟兄上次把那个道路的那个一些的基础呢，已经。讲得很完整。
Our brother has put down
道路的内容讲得很完整。
The foundation and substance of the way in a very complete way.
对，他讲到我们要走里面的路。
He said that we need to walk the inner way.
所以里面的路就是生命的路。
The inner way is the way of life.
我们绝对要让主的生命在我们里面是活泼的。
We need to have the life of the Lord living in us.
常常跟主有那个生命的交通连接。
And we are continually being united, being in union with Him and have communion with Him.
听见他的话。
We can hear His word.
然后听见他的引导。
And we can hear His leading.
我们要走信心的路。
We need to walk the way of faith.
我们常常在主面前说，主啊，这件事情我要寻求你，我要依靠你。
So we want to say to the Lord, in this particular thing, I want to seek you. I want you to lead me.
对，太多的时候，一个事情来，我们就反正就照着自己的能力、经历、去经验去做。
Many times a thing dawn on us, and we just go face it with our own experience.
这个也是提醒我自己。
This also reminds me.
我真的不晓得我是浪费了多少机会走这个信心的路。
How many opportunities have I wasted and not walked the way of faith?
然后我们要走十字架的路。
And we have to walk the way of the cross.
十字架的路就是卑微的路，往下。
The way of the cross is a downward way.
对，常让主能够把我调整。
Always being open that the Lord can adjust me.
他可以借着一个年轻的弟兄。
He can use a young brother.
他可以借着我讨厌的弟兄。
He can use somebody, a brother who I don't like.
他能够，只要你愿意走十字架的路的话，里面就有出路，我们就蒙福。
As long as you're willing to walk the way of the cross, then you're going to be blessed.
然后我们弟兄也提到我们要走身体的路。
And then we want to walk the way of the body.
因为身体，那个就是主要预备的地方。
The body is the place that the Lord is preparing.
也就是说，主他全心全意的在预备的东西就是他自己的家。
What he is preparing with all his heart is his own house.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候以前我有想过一个问题，就是人的意义。
Before I think about what is the meaning of life.
我自己想到一个蛮简单的比方。
And so I thought of a very simple example.
如果你是 医生的话，你这个医生要进功用的这个地方是哪里？
If you are a doctor, what is your function?
哪里？医院。 OK， 那如果你是
You have to be in a hospital to do your function.
对对对。那如果你是工程师的话，你应该或是一个研究人员的话，你那个你能够进你研究人员的意义是在哪里？
If you are an engineer or a researcher, what is the place where you can do your accomplish your purpose?
在实验室里面。
It would be in a lab.
如果你是老师。
If you are a teacher,
你必须在教室里面。
Then you have to be in a classroom.
对不对？你会在一个环境里面呢，真的能够尽到你的功用跟你的意义。
You have to be in an environment where you can fulfill your purpose.
那今天我要问一个问题，我们的身份是什么？
Now today I want to ask ourselves, what is our identity?
只要是信耶稣的，就是我们的身份，就是神的儿女。
As long as we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are children of God.
请问神的儿女要在什么地方才能够进功用，才能够满足他这个身份的意义？
Now, where should children of God be for them to really fulfill their purpose?
儿女必须在神的家里面才有他的意义。
Children of God has to be in God's house.
这个就是主要去的地方，他在那边预备的。
And that's where he's going, and that's what he's preparing.
所以我们今天必须在神的家里面要学习尽我们的功用，彼此的配搭。
So today, in his house, we need to do our part.
要不然要不然我们这个神的儿女呢，就变成一个单一的个体，没有办法成全他在神要给我们的那个人生的意义。
Otherwise, you are just an individual.And you cannot fulfill the purpose of God in you.
好，接下来我有几个点啊，我想要强调的就是说，主是一位能够开路的主。
Then the next point I want to emphasize is, God is a God who can open a way.
这样理解哈，主说他自己就是道路。
The Lord said, I am the way.
所以这个意思就是说，只要他在那个地方，那个地方就有路。
So as long as he's in that place will have a way.
或者说他在那个地方呢，那个地方就可以有路能够被开通的。
If he is in this place, then this place, he can open a way there.
所以我们需要依靠主，在任何的环境里面。我们都要走出一条路来。
So, under whatever circumstance, we need to be able to walk out of way.
我们看一下那个希伯来书第三章。
Turn to Hebrews chapter
3. 希伯来书第三章的九到十一节。
From 9 to 11.
在那里你们的祖宗视我看我并且观看我的作为有四十年之久所以我厌烦那世代的人说他们心里常常迷糊竟不晓得我的作为我就在怒中起誓说他们断不可进入我的安息
When your fathers tempted me proved me and saw my works for 40 years wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said they do always err in their heart and they have not known my ways so I swear in my wrathThey shall not enter into my rest.
请注意一下那个在中文圣经的第十节，他说不晓得我的作为，那个作为呢，其实就是主的，就是道路，不晓得我的道路。
In verse 10, it says they have not known my ways.
应该是
my ways.
对对、mm-hmm. ，OK. 也就是说，在旷野的这些以色列人，他们不晓得主的路。
So the Israelites who were in the wilderness do not know the way of the Lord.
不晓得主的路的人，主说我厌烦那个世代的人。
And those who do not know the way, the Lord said of them that 厌烦在哪？
没关系，
没有。
那就是说主不满意这些人。
So the Lord is not pleased with them.
然后一个结果是他们根本进不了那个应许之地。
And so they cannot get into the promised land.
那我们再看希伯来书第十章十九二十节。 希伯来书十章十九二十节。
And then Hebrews 10:20。
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh.
原本我们到神的面前是没有路的。
At the start, we don't have a way to the Lord.
我们要凭着自己最好的行为，自己的义好，这些全部都是破烂的布头。
Whether we're going to depend on our effort, our deeds, these are all rags, filthy rags.
对，但是感谢主，神为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
But then it is God who opened a new and living way for us.
那这条路是新的，是过去没有的。
Now this way is new. We didn't have that in the past.
所有的宗教、哲学、行为都没有这条路。
So all religion, philosophy, marriage, they don't have this way.
所以我们要感谢主，神为我们开了一条又新又活的路，能够来到神的面前。
That's why we have to thank the Lord that He has opened this new and living way for us.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过，如果你没有信主，你今天会走什么路呢？
Have you thought if you have not believed in the Lord Jesus, what kind of way would you be walking?
当我回国探亲的时候
，When I went back home, to see my relatives.
对，没有错，就是我们遇到亲人，我们心里还是蛮高兴的。
No doubt, when we see our relatives, we are happy to see them.
但是我心里有个感觉哈。
But then I have this feeling inside.
如果太大声了吗？我现在很深的感觉，如果没有主，
they,
如果没有神的话
，if they do not have the Lord, if they do not have God，
或是说或是我们平常的交谈哈，我们就谈一些工作怎么样啊，忙不忙啊
？Or like you know, then the conversation, our conversations might only center about, oh, is your job busy?
最近身体有什么毛病啊
you have any health problems?
然后要多注意身体啊
you gotta take care of your body.
小孩子很累，那看哪个医生比较好啊
Or like, oh, which doctor should we, you know, look, go to?
这些是生活上的事情，是没有错。
Yes, these are things of, about life.
但我深深有感觉，如果我们人生只有这些东西的话，真的非常非常空虚。
But if these are the only thing we have about life, it's really very empty.
我们真的不晓得我们是要往哪里去，我活着在干嘛。
We do not know where we're heading. We don't know why we're living here.
对，我们真的就是活着。
We're just existing.
那也许就像我上次讲的，你就喝杯蓝山咖啡，可以享受一下生活的调剂。
Maybe just have a cup of Blue Mountain coffee, and that's your enjoyment of life.
然后出去旅游，好像当时还蛮调剂心情的。
Or go travel, and you know you really feel good when you were there.
但回来之后，你还是在走这些路啊。
But then when you come back, you are still in that same route.
对，弟兄姊妹，我真的觉得如果没有神的话，我们人生真的是没有路的。
If there is no God, there's really no way in.For us.
所以我心中非常的感恩，我们主为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And so I'm very thankful that the Lord indeed has opened a new and living way for us.
靠着主，我的人生有路可以走啊。
And depending on the Lord, I have a way in this life.
前面有个目的的。
There is a goal at the end.
里面是这个整个走路是有力并且有福的。
And there's strength in walking, and there's blessing in this walk.
我们传福音的时候喜欢。有时候会借用以前那个柯达的老板的故事。
When we share the gospel, maybe we use the example of the CEO of Kodak.
对，他那时候贵为一个公司的一个大老板。
He was a CEO of that big company.
但他觉得人生没有路啊。
And yet, in his life, there's no way out.
没意思。
There's no meaning.
所以人劝他去环游世界。
So people said to him, you can go around the world.
环游世界一周回来，哇，很不幸跳海自杀。
But then after that around the world trip, he committed suicide.
对，所以意思是说，他好像绕了一圈世界，看尽了这些，发现更没有路了。
He went around the world, see all these things. What did he discover? There's no way.
弟兄姊妹，我们要靠主，只要有主的话，他能够在我们人生当中能够开路的。
As long as the Lord is there, He can open the way for us.
对，有个弟兄提过，他们聚会当中有个姊妹。
A brother mentioned that there is a sister in their gathering.
他曾经去过聚会不多次。
And the sister went to the meeting but not frequently.
然后就不再去了。
And then she stopped going.
十年之后，她又跑回来听福音。
After 10 years, she came back to listen to the gospel.
为什么？
Why?
她是个很能干的女子，然后开餐馆。
She is very accomplished. She has a restaurant.
然后有个家庭。
Yes, she has a family.
也把弟弟家庭接来美国了。
And she also had her brother's family, you know, petition to the U.S.
但因为开餐馆，她的盘子很多。
Because she operates a restaurant, she has a lot of dishes.
所以他们那个弟弟呢，每天就听到他们楼上他那个家呢，乒乒乓乓，每天都是摔盘子的声音。
And but the brother always hear, you know, like breaking of dishes.
弟兄姊妹没路走了。
Why? Because there's no way out.
真的整个家没路走。
That whole family, there's no way for them.
只好回到主的面前。
And so they went back to the Lord.
然后主拯救他们家，拯救他弟弟一家。
And then the Lord saved their family and saved the brother's family.
当这个希伯来书哈里面的讲到以色列人，他们也碰到一个情况是没路走。
In Hebrews, they show us the Israelites also face a situation where they have no way.
因为本来信耶稣的人是在犹太教的这个范围里面受政府的保护。
Because the Christians were kind of protected under Judaism.
但是后来他们发现基督徒跟犹太教根本不一样。
But then later on, people realized Christianity is different from Judaism.
所以这些信主的希伯来犹太人的这个基督徒呢，就开始不受到政府的认可，开始可能受到逼迫。
And so the Jewish Christians were not recognized by the Romans, and they were starting to be persecuted.
他们就想说，要找出路嘛。
And so they are trying to find a way out.
那人的一个想法说，我们赶快回到犹太教，就重新受保护了。
And so man's thinking is, oh, let's go back to Judaism, and then we'll be protected.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉他们说，你们这种路是错的。
And so the author of Hebrews telling them that kind of way back is wrong.
没有错，我们今天看到眼前就有会有逼迫。
It's true, you are facing persecution ahead of you.
你用人的眼光来看是没有路的。
From a man's perspective, there's no way out.
但请你们记得，主耶稣是把那个来到神面前根本没有路的路呢，没有路的情况呢，开了一条又新又活的路的那位神。
But remember, our Lord is the one who opened this new and living way when there was no way.
他在那种情况下，他开了一条路，你们也进了那条路。
Under that circumstance, He opened this way, and you entered that way.
对，今天你觉得没路吗？主是一位开路的主。
Today you think there's no way, but the Lord is the one who opens the way.
所以他用那个旷野以色列人做一个警告。
And so he uses that wilderness as a warning.
所以如果你看不见主的路的话，
If you do not see the way of the Lord,
你真的是没路走。
Then you have no way.
你达不了那个主要为我们预备的那个目的。
Because you cannot reach the goal that the Lord has set for us.
这次夏灵会跟几位在外州的弟兄姊妹稍微有点交谈。
During the conference, I was sharing with people from out of state.
不容易，因为 怎么讲呢？感觉不太容易能够找到这个能够愿意追求神旨意的这个聚会。
It was difficult for them because they have a hard time finding a gathering that is unto the Lord.
有些人的情况就暂时没有去一个固定的聚会。
And so some do not go to a meeting regularly.
我自己本人没有这些经历。
I have no such experience myself.
对，但是照着我心中的感觉，我们也彼此勉励。
But I just encourage, we just encourage one another.
对，那个地方也许像是一个属灵的沙漠。
Maybe that place seems to be like a spiritual desert.
但是我们的主呢，他永远是道路。
But our Lord is always the way.
一定要切切的寻求主。主既然把我摆在那个环境，我切切寻求主，主啊，愿你在这个地方，在我的身上，你能够走出一条路来。
Since the Lord put me in this circumstance, may the Lord open a way that I can walk on.
对，也许去学校也还是可以带人买菜。
Maybe I can still go to school and find people and take them to grocery.
对对，认识一些学生的福音朋友，传福音啊。
And start, you know, sharing the gospel with the students.
我们总是在好像没路的情况底下。主啊，引导我能够走出一条路来。
It is when we don't have a way, we seek the Lord and said, Lord, lead me through a way.
我们再看那个以赛亚书四十三章。
And then let's turn to Isaiah 43.
以赛亚书四十三章的第一节的后面，他说：“我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。”四十三章第一节后面。
At the end it says, "I have called thee by thy name; thou art mine."
OK， 然后我念第二节。
And then verse two.
对，以赛亚书四十三章第二节，你从水中经过，我必与你同在；你荡过江河，水必不漫过你；你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
When thou pass through waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
然后四十三章十六节，十七节。
43:16-17.
耶和华在沧海中开道，在大水中开路，使车辆、马匹、军兵、勇士都出来，一同躺下。不再起来，他们面目好像熄灭的灯火。
Thus said the Lord, which make a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bring forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power, they shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow.
在这边讲说，他是那位在沧海中开道，在大水中开路的耶和华。
He is one who made the way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters.
然后十九节，看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是一批就像是走在旷野的人。
Brothers and sisters, today we seem to be walking in the wilderness.
但请以色列人在走旷野的时候，很多地方根本从来没人走过的。
When the Israelites were walking through the wilderness, there were places that no one has tread before.
他所以整件事情这是一个新事，耶和华在旷野开道路，在沙漠中开江河。
And so this is a new thing. The Lord.Opens a way in the wilderness and opens a way in the water.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要把自己归给主。
We need to surrender ourselves to the Lord.
让主在我们身上有路可以走。
So that the Lord have a way in us.
以前有一个年长弟兄，他提到他生病的母亲。
A brother mentioned his sick mother.
他的母亲那时候很年老的时候只能够天天躺在床上。
The mother was very old and she can only lie on bed.
不能聚会，不能够生活，不能够自理。
She can no longer go to gathering. She cannot even take care of herself.
蛮灰心的。
And so they were down.
所以有时候他跟他的就是儿子，就是年长弟兄，有点灰心这样说。
So this elder brother kind of was dejected, and he said.
他说，哎呀，他说我现在病成这个样子，这个在主里面根本完全没用处了，很就是蛮沮丧。
Oh, the mom said. So she said that, you know, I'm kind of useless now, being sick like this.
那我们弟兄只能够尽量去安慰他。
And so our brother can only encourage her.
好像没路走了，就是生病，这是很实际的情况。好像没路走。
This is very practical. She was sick. It seems there's no way for her.
但我听过另外一个事情。
But I also heard another situation.
也是国内一个是国内的一个也是老姊妹，也是卧病在床。
It's another elder sister who is also sick and bedridden.
同样行动不方便。
Same thing. She cannot move by herself.
但当人去看望她的时候。
But when people visited her,
他心里说，他告诉弟兄姊妹说，啊，主还留我，啊，感谢主，他还留我在这里，在地上。
And she told brothers and sisters, I'm very thankful the Lord still leave me here on this world.
我还有多一点时间，可以再多一点祷告，再多留，如果留我一天，我再多一点祷告。
If he let me stay here for one more day, there would be more time for me to pray.
哎，弟兄姊妹。同样的情况，外面是同样的情况，但是主在这个姊妹身上是有路走的。
So outwardly, those two circumstances look the same, but in this one sister, the Lord has a way in her.
对，她不会因着疾病，因着这些环境，她觉得无路可走。
It would not be because of this circumstance, sickness, she has no way.
神可以在我们这些这个旷野里面，在这不可能情况里面开路的。
So the Lord can open a way in this wilderness.
那个，我们常见弟兄一些见证，我还是印象都还是蛮深刻的。
Some of the testimony that Brother Tom gave is really very deeply ingrained in me.
对，当他讲到那个什么九十几岁的老姊妹坐着轮椅来聚会。
So he mentioned that 90-year-old sister who was on wheelchair and then she came to the meeting.
然后他一边讲，我就一边想象，他说这个脖子的骨头，脖子根本撑不住她的头了。
And he said that her neck cannot even hold up her head.
我就想大概一个很虚弱、很瘦的老姊妹就在轮椅上面就这样歪着头。
So a very weak sister with her head like not even holding up.
但感谢主。主在这个姊妹身上是有路的，她愿意来聚会。
But the Lord has a way in this elder sister. She even come to the meeting.
当她在聚会的当中，我们弟兄说，没有人敢乱开玩笑，他们知道主在这里。
And in that, if she's present there, nobody dares to just joke around.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你老了就一定自动很有分量。
Now, don't think that just because you're old, you have weight.
对，我在担心我老了，反正小孩子在旁边根本不甩你。
Maybe you're old. Maybe when I get old, you know, kids are there. They just don't care about me being there.
但我相信我们的姊妹有过一些经历，并且她在当时生病的情形里面，她对主有一个单纯要主的心。
But I'm sure this sister has experience, and also during that. Point, she probably have the Lord in her during her sickness.
对，我昨天跟有人我们聊了一下。
So yesterday I was talking to somebody.
聊有关我们这不是我们这聊有关单身的无聊生活。
Oh, we were talking about how boring it is to have during if you're single.
其实引申一点哈，如果你上班的话，其实也是上班的单调生活。
Well, if you are working, there's also boredom there.
然后，如果你进了家庭，你不要以为就多彩多姿，它是家庭的 柴米油盐酱醋茶的生活。
Don't think that just because if you get married, things are going to be very different. It's going to be all colorful.
用什么要要怎么样在无聊的单身生活当中还能够往前长进
？So how can you grow, you know, amidst the life of being single?
就是说你每天就这样子过，然后也没什么事情，没什么大事情。
Well, there seems to be nothing big happening in your daily life.
我有可能属灵能够长进吗？
Can you grow spiritually?
弟兄姊妹，要求主在我们身上开路。
We need to ask the Lord to open a way in our lives.
戴德生在他年轻的时候信主。
Hudson Taylor believed when he was very young.
很奇妙，主就在他信主几个月之后，就给他一个强烈的呼召，心愿说要去中国。
And after a few months, he believed the Lord called him.
他跟弟兄姊妹一样，他就是单身的无聊生活。
He's like us, you know, single and bored.
但是呢，他里面有个感觉说他要走出一条路来。
But in him, he has this sense he wants to walk away.
也就是说，他虽然那时候还没有去中国，但他觉得就要在英国的地方，他要学习有一条路可以走出来的。
So he hasn't gone to China yet, but in England, he wants to learn to walk this way.
他生活真的很简单。
His life is very simple.
然后自己在外面租个房子。
He rented a house.
然后做一个医师的助理。
And he was an assistant to a medical doctor.
每天上班下班上班下班。
And so he just go to work, come home, go to work, come home.
但很奇妙，他抓住主的原则，他说他本来是住得很好。
Now before he lived very comfortably, and then he grabbed his spiritual principle.
他说，既然主说要十一奉献呢，我愿意十一奉献，我所有收入里面十一要奉献。
Since the Lord said I have to offer one tenth, I'm willing to do that.
一奉献的话，那个房子住不起。
And because of that, he cannot afford to live in that comfortable house.
搬到比较烂的地方。
So he has to move to a place that's not so good.
然后下班的时候有时间去看望一些一般的穷人。
And then after work, he go visit people who are poor.
然后学信心的功课。
And learn to live by faith.
老板不给钱的话，不提醒。When Andrew 讲过。
Yeah, Andrew mentioned this. When the boss does not, you know, give the salary, he would not ask for it.
对，没有错，无聊的单身生活。
Yeah, it seems like a boring single life.
但奇妙的是，这个人让主在他身上是有路可以走的。
But this person let the Lord have his way in his life.
他在去中国之前呢，已经经历了许多在神面前信心倚靠的功课了。
Even before he went to China, he has already experienced a lot of living by faith in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要把自己奉献给主，交给主，让他在我们身上有路可以走。
So we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord, that he will have his way in us.
好，我们最后看一下《哥林多前书》第十章。
And then let's turn to 1 Corinthians 10.
哥林多前书第十章。这个第十章哈，我不仔细念，你会发现 ，OK， 我念一段。哥林多前书第十章的第五节跟第六节。
So, First Corinthians 10:5-6.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭，这些事都是我们的见解。那我就念了。
But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples.
好，十三节。
Then verse 13.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
There have no temptation taken you but such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it.
回到二十四节。
And then go to 24.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得奖赏。
24.
对不起，九章二十四，九章二十四。
9:24. Know ye not they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize? So run that ye may obtain.
然后第九章二十六、二十七节。
And then 26:27.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫声服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beat the air, but I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
再五分钟好，这个保罗在劝勉哥林多教会的时候，哥林多教会有很多很多的问题。
When Paul was admonishing the church in Corinthians, they have a lot of problems.
如果这些问题摆在我们当中的话，我们会觉得没路可以走了。
When these problems are here with us, we will think there's no way out.
所以保罗这边讲了两方面的事情。
But then Paul talked about two things.
小心那些走在旷野倒闭的人是我们的见解。
So those who fell in the wilderness are warnings for us.
弟兄姊妹要 wake up, 要醒过来了。
Brothers and sisters, we have to wake up.
我们不要以为我们一信主就自动的可以到应许之地。
Don't think that just because we're believers, we're going to get to the destination.
这些的倒闭在旷野的见解是给我们看的。
These people who fell in the wilderness are warnings for us.
一个随随便便的基督徒不爱主的随便天行几路的是进不了安息之应许之地。
The careless Christians, they cannot enter into the rest.
这是保罗对弟兄姊妹们的警告。
So this is a warning of Paul to brothers and sisters.
但另外一方面他告诉我们说如果你靠着主呢，主一定可以开一条出路的。
But if you depend on the Lord, He will definitely open a way.
在没有路的时候呢，他可以在大海中开道路，在旷野中开江河的。
When there's no way, He can open a way in the sea and a way in the wilderness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要效法保罗的一个这个跑的心智。
So we need to imitate Paul's attitude of running.
他是在那边赛跑，朝着一个目的往前奔跑。
He is running, running for a prize.
弟兄姊妹，我们要提起我们的这个力量。
We need to up our strength.
今天也许我们在一起聚会看起来都差不多。
Maybe today we look very much alike in this meeting.
这个俗语有一句话叫做“路遥知马力，日久见人心”。不用翻了，就是久了之后你就知道马的力量有没有很有力。
Oh, after a long while, you know how strong the horse is.
OK, 今天看起来大家都一样。
So today, we kind of look all alike.
但是你知道吗？五年后、十年后。
But then 5 years, 10 years pass.
在后的要在前，在前的要在后。
The last will be first, and the first will be last.
有人已经往前走。
Some people have gone way ahead.
有人停留在原地踏步，没有往前走。
But some people just stay where they are.
慢慢就显出来。
And so slowly it will be revealed.
所以今天我们彼此勉励。
So we encourage each other today.
不管我们这个人在什么样的光景。
No matter what our circumstances are.
我们要降服在主手中，让主在我们身上有路。
We need to surrender to the Lord so that He will have a way in us.
不管环境如何,
whatever the circumstance,
顺境逆境,
whether it's good or it's bad,
家庭工作聚会服事,
our family, our work, our service, everything.
主在哪里呢?他就是道路,就一定会有路的。
Wherever the Lord is, there is a way.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是我们彼此勉励,必须要坚持彼此鼓舞呢，我们走在主的路上。
Let us encourage one another that we walk on the way of the Lord.
所以保罗他心中的心智就是要一直跑，能够跑进神在 神为他量给他一生要走的道路。
So Paul wants to run, and he wants to run the way that the Lord has set for him.
所以弟兄姊妹要 wake up.
So wake up, brothers and sisters.
要提起我们的脚来。
Lift our feet.
然后让主在我们身上做完全的主权，有完全的主权。
That the Lord has overall control over us.
好像主在我们的家庭，在我们工作，在我们这个属灵的这个成长上面有路可以走的。
And that he will have a way with us.
我们最后有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们一同感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，很多时候我们一方面感觉好像走不动。
Lord, sometimes we feel we cannot even move ahead.
又觉得环境这些拦阻、这些吸引，叫我们的脚步迟缓。
All this circumstance, all this attraction are really making us not be able to move.
主啊，引我们的眼目定睛在你的身上。
But Lord, let us turn our eyes to you, Lord.
因为你就是道路、真理、生命。
Because you are the way, the truth, and the life.
在你那边有复活大能的生命。
There is the power of resurrection in you.
主啊，借着你，我们能够经历你所有的应许。
And through you, we will experience all your promises.
主啊，在你的作为底下，主啊，不管任何环境都能够开路的。
Under your handiwork, no matter what the circumstance, there is going to be a way.
主啊，我们依靠你，愿你在我们每个人身上，主啊，都开出一条路来。
Lord, we want to depend on you. Open the way for us, Lord.
谢谢你，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.